Yes! What distress?
Go!
They charge into a barn in Nettleston village.
What is this? A girl is a pig? The pig is your present? This is a party? Happy birthday!
Yay!
Yay! Why here? Why not in the forest?
Oh, there's gratitude for you, because it's a surprise! And besides, this way the people of Nettleston can join us and, you know, say thank you. Speaking of which, where is everyone? George?
They couldn't make it, and neither can I.
What do you mean they couldn't make it? This is Robin Hood's birthday! Where are they? George!
Sorry.
Sorry? What for?
Oh, what?
Through a gap in the wooden door, he sees a group of mercenaries surrounding the barn.
Thank you!
Ellingham drops a purse of coin, picks them up, and runs off.
Happy birthday, Robin Hood!
Who's that?
That's Ellingham.
Sheriff sends his best!
The leader of the sheriff's mercenaries?
Not to mention his best men!
Watch.
Sorry!
Deep in the heart of England lives a legend. Robin Hood. Jonas Armstrong, Lucy Griffiths, Richard Armitage and Keith Allen. Gordon Kennedy, Sam Troughton, Joe Armstrong, Harry Lloyd and Anjali Jay. Written by Dominic Minghella. Episode 12, A Good Day to Die. Inside the barn.
Will, Jack, I need numbers.
Oh, I'm gonna die. Not because of them, but because of shame.
Much, nobody's gonna die.
Why didn't I have it in the forest? In the forest, not in the village, where we can be betrayed and surrounded. Nettleston is getting nothing this winter.
March! Shut up!
Do you have a plan?
No.
Half a plan?
I don't have half a plan. How many, Jack?
30, 40.
40? We're dead!
Wait. He peers outside.
More on that side. 100.
And on our...
Much and Little John turn towards the door in disbelief.
They're coming.
Barricade the door.
No, wait!
Through the gaps in the walls, a ring of mercenaries can be seen surrounding the barn.
I'm sorry, Robin. This was meant to be a birthday. Much, Will, open the door!
Jack sets light to the pig's head and throws it into the path of the advancing mercenaries.
What's that?
A pig?
The head explodes in a big ball of flames.
Black powder, Jack. I thought I told you I never wanted to see that again.
I disobeyed you.
Good. Have you got any more?
None.
There's more where that came from, Ellingham! We've got enough black powder here to destroy our whole army! You're bluffing!
Get a message to the sheriff.
Well, that should buy us some time. We need to think.
There are 5 of us and 100 of them.
Once a few determined Spartans held a pass against a vast Persian army.
Really?
Strategy.
And they lived?
No. But they did well.
Huh. I hate that story too.
Nottingham Castle. Guy goes into Marion's chambers.
Today is the 14th of October, Robin Hood's birthday.
It is. It is?
Marion, apart from your escapades as the Night Watchman, is there anything else that you'd like to tell me?
No.
Good. Right, well, I came to tell you that I'm going away.
Away? Where?
I cannot say. But when I return, things will be different. Better. For me. Better for us.
guy, what's going on?
Marion, I will not be here to supervise you. I must have your assurance that the Night Watchman is finished.
Yes, yes, but where are you going?
Marion, do I have your word?
You have my word.
Back at the barn.
Are we going to kill them?
Yeah!
Are we going to like it?
Yeah!
Are we going to kill them?
Yeah!
Are we going to like it?
Yeah!
Are we going to kill them?
Yeah!
Horrible.
Are we going to like it?
Yeah!
Don't take any notice.
Are we going to kill them?
All they're trying to do is mess with our heads. It shows they're playing for time. See if there's any water in those barrels. If there is, fill those buckets.
Why?
In case they try to burn us out.
Are we going to like it?
Yeah!
Are we going to kill them?
Yeah!
Oh, we're going to love it!
Alan walks through the market with a bag over his shoulder. Two guards move their weapons aside to let him pass, and he puts the bag into a carriage. Marion's watching from the cloisters, and when he sees her questioning look, he briefly shakes his head.
Keep an eye on that bag, yeah?
Your boy is ready?
Looks like it.
He knows where we're going.
I told him Portsmouth, that's it.
Good.
My lord, the mercenaries, are you sure we shouldn't bring them?
Oh, with any luck, by now they'll be celebrating Hood's birthday. No. We'll do this alone. Quietly.
Well, have they told you why?
We're going to Portsmouth. That's all I know, Marion. All right? And you didn't get that from me either.
You know what this means?
No.
The King. They must be expecting the King to land in Portsmouth.
Could mean anything for all I know.
That's not good enough, Alan. Now, what if it is the King? You know full well what they'll do to him when he arrives.
Well, it's not my call, is it? Look, I'm just the whipping boy around here. The packing boy.
Look, if you go along with treason, then you are committing treason.
Rubbish. If you go along with farting, doesn't mean you farted yourself, does it?
What's happened to you?
I've learnt which side my bread's buttered on.
She watches him walk off. Sherwood Forest. Marion's riding quickly.
Robin?
She runs down to the camp and pulls a lever to open the secret doorway.
Robin? Where are you?
She looks around, frightened, then runs off.
I need to stop the sheriff.
Come along, you move on, you blithering oaf. I've got all day. Get me! Move! Danny Green, bottles off. Ah! Ah. Use from Nefferson. Nice. Nasty. Both.
Small problem.
Fire! What do you mean, exploding fire?
Like powder.
Yes, I know what it is.
We want permission to burn down the barn. There'll be toast.
Are you deaf? I told you. I want Robin Hood's pretty little face on his pretty little head, attached to his pretty little body, on a pretty big spike outside my castle!
Then what do we do? He's got food in there for a week.
I don't care what you do. I don't care how long it takes. Bring me Hood's body on a spike!
Back in the barn, Much carries a bucket of water over to where Robin's standing thoughtfully. The others are preparing, collecting shafts, Will sharpening them into arrows, and Jack's attaching the feather flights.
Right, Sean, Will, Jack, everyone, get ready to run.
Much, what are you doing?
I'm the one who's got it in this situation. I'll be the one who get us out of it. I'm going to take a chance. I'll go out the front, I'll pretend to negotiate, I'll distract them, you make good your escape. If I die, remember me fondly.
Much.
Stop!
What are you doing?
Don't shoot! Don't shoot! I'm unarmed! I'm here to surrender and negotiate!
Three arrows land around his head and he dives back inside.
Thank you. Horrible people. Revolting.
Everyone looks at each other. Then Will goes back to making arrows. At the castle...
Alan, I can't find Robin.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it. This trip's just me gizzing the sheriff. Serious, no soldiers, no mercenaries. I don't think it's the king, Marion.
Yes, well, I do. And I'm going to stop it.
How?
I don't know. I'll kill the sheriff if I have to.
What? Wait. Have you forgotten what happens if the sheriff dies?
No. Prince John's armies will raise Nottingham to the ground.
Yeah, so leave it.
Yes, but if the king is in the south, then that's where Prince John's men will be. Nottingham will be safe.
Oh, that's a lot of assumptions there.
And if I prevent the sheriff from killing the king, then that's the king back on the throne. That's the end of Prince John. The end of the Black Knights and the end of their threats.
So, you want to save England single-handedly? Yeah?
No, but I can't find Robin. Look, Gisborne and the Sheriff are ready to leave now. There's no time for this. Would you please help me?
Sorry, you're out of your depth.
No, I'm sorry. You underestimate me.
She punches Alan, knocking him to the floor, then takes his sword from him and goes to the corner.
Alan!
Marion steps out of the shadows and heads off through the castle. The sheriff's in the war room on his own.
Lords, wonderful news. Lords, glorious news.
Marion creeps in.
We Black Knights, stand on the verge of greatness. We did not wait for Muhammad to come to the mountain, no. We took the mountain to Muhammad. We did not wait for the king to land.
She's about to attack, but he sees her reflection and grabs her.
Mistake, Missy. Big mistake.
Back at the barn, Robin's looking out at the gathered mercenaries. He watches Ellingham talking to some of the men, then turn to face the barn and walk towards it a little way.
Well, we've got time, Hud. All the time in the world.
Us too! Would you like some more roast hog while you're waiting?
I don't understand. What kind of soldiers are these? They're not doing anything.
They're mercenaries. They fight for money. Not passion.
That is why they do not want to fight and die.
So what, you think they're just going to wait?
Yep. Looks like it. And we can't escape from here. They're just going to wait until we come out.
And then kill us. Not even a conversation.
Gisborne bursts through a castle door and finds Marion with her arms.
He missed all the fun, Gisborne. Your leper friend tried to kill me.
Did you know about this?
Didn't know anything.
Why would he know anything about this?
She knocked him out and took his sword.
What?
Well, I wasn't expecting it, was I? It wouldn't have happened. Yeah, she's good. I'm better, though.
Marion screws up her nose, which makes the sheriff smirk. And he goes over to Alan, looking at him closely.
She's good, but I'm better. That means you knew she was capable of this. You knew too, didn't you?
My lord, please, I can explain.
Well, you better had to explain, because she just made an attempt on my life!
Gisborne takes a deep breath.
I recently discovered that Marion was the night watchman.
What? And you didn't tell me!
I believed Marion's days as the night watchman were over. I believed I had dealt with it.
By tricking me? By faking her escape? Who was it who ran away?
Look, I was just following orders, all
yeah,
right?
I gave the
what?
Order. Because I thought Marion's charitable instincts were misguided. I did not think they merited hanging.
Oh, how very noble of you, dear boy. Although I can't help thinking that maybe you wanted a little something in return. Ah, a display of gratitude. Oh, the Night Watchman. I'm impressed.
Get off me.
Guys! Cut a chunk for Lady Marion! She's coming with us.
To the Holy Land.
Oh, yes.
talk. So eloquent.
Oh, Guy, what's going to happen?
Well, we just don't know, do we, Missy?
Two guards escort Marion down the steps outside the castle.
Listen, Guy. The Holy Land. Is this what I think it is? Are we killing the king?
Part of the inner sanctum now, Alan. You should be honoured.
No, I am. It's just... the Holy Land.
This is the ultimate mission and carries with it the ultimate prize. Absolute power.
Well, yeah, for you and the Sheriff.
And you, Alan. Your loyalty will be rewarded in land and title, I'll see to that.
Really?
Really.
What, you mean? Another lordship or something?
Steps aside for Alan to climb into the waiting armoured carriage. He follows him in, and they trundle out of the castle grounds as the portcullis slowly closes behind them. Back at the barn, Little John's pacing while everyone else looks worried. Robin gets up and goes to the door.
Now what?
He looks out through the gaps in the wood and sees a drummer and pipe player walking up and down.
This is driving me mad. Why don't they just come in here and kill us?
Because there's no incentive much. Every hour that goes by, we become more fearful, more tired, more likely to take foolish action.
Foolish action was bringing us here in the first place.
I've said I'm sorry.
Well, that's not good enough.
Oh, you've never made a mistake. I'm not saying anything.
What?
I'm not saying anything. You brought the sheriff to our camp. You showed him where we live.
I was trying to feed the poor. That's what we used to do. What's this all about? Feeding your fat face.
Fat face? Look who's talking.
Shut up. The pair of you. This is exactly what they want us to do. Fight it amongst ourselves and save them the trouble. Don't give them the satisfaction.
In fact, I think we need to relax.
Relax?
I don't know why I didn't think of this before. It's my birthday. Let's celebrate. Let's eat.
I haven't got a fat face.
Fat face.
Badger beard.
The road to Portsmouth.
Are you seriously going to the Holy Land?
Yes. I've never been before, have you? So the weather's wonderful.
Guy's been before. Haven't you, Gizzy?
You've been before? And it's true. You tried to kill the king.
What? I feel betrayed.
Are you going to try and kill the king again?
Yes. And you could say that it's Robin Hood's fault. You see, Robin did warn the king to be on his guard when he lands. So, first plan, mercenaries in the port, dead in the water. The new plan, instead of waiting for him, we pay him a little visit.
Mohammed not coming to the mountain.
Indeed. Shall I use that?
Robin, Little John and Much are sitting at a table in the barn, eating bread.
Quite good.
Are you listening, Robin Hood?
Everyone takes their places by the door with weapons drawn.
Be careful.
Robin slowly opens it. An arrow with an apple on it lands inches from him.
Thought you might like some apple with your pork. Enjoy your meal. Oh, just to let you know, we won't be troubling you tonight. Or tomorrow. We're going to starve you out of here.
Well, you better come back next Tuesday, then. We've got enough food and water to last a week here.
A week? Is that all you can last? What a shame. Sheriff's paying us by the day.
You're a funny man. Do us a favour. Next time, bring some mustard as well, will you?
We don't have water for a week.
I know that.
What are we going to do?
Do you think they're bluffing?
It doesn't matter. Either way, we're beaten.
Well, one thing's for certain. We can't just sit here and eat pork.
Lads. I've got a proposal. If they don't come to us, we go to them.
When?
First light.
There's too many.
We'll die.
Suicide.
A good day to die.
Will you just shut up? Why does he always say that? I don't even know what it means.
We'll almost certainly die. But at least we'll die fighting.
Yeah, I'm in.
Me too.
Yes.
And me.
Good. Good.
Then tonight is a Kalila and Dimna night.
What?
You don't have Kalila and Dimna?
Surprisingly not.
Kalila and Dimna night you remember for your whole life. You must speak only the truth. You must ask all your questions, share all your dreams, confess all your secrets.
It's just talking.
Yes, but it's real talking. And if you're too boring, someone shouts Kalila and you lose your turn. You start.
Oh, no.
And just talk. You like talking.
I know I do, but... Well, not like this.
Fine. Then I'll start.
The Portsmouth Road Inn. The armoured carriage pulls up, and the sheriff and his entourage get out.
How many birds are you after?
Three.
And you, with the horses?
No, this one.
He points at Marion.
You'd better not sleep tonight. Robin Hood will find out what you're doing, and he will come, and he will stop you.
It's Robin Hood's birthday today. Did you know that? He's having a party in Nettleston Village. And somebody's invited 100 of my fiercest mercenaries. And they've got him surrounded. So Robin Hood is no more. Well, sleep tight, but don't let the horseflies bite.
The sheriff walks away.
Through with this.
You heard him, Marion. Robin's finished.
And if we get away, we'll go back to Nottingham. We have to help him.
Alan!
Come in.
She watches him leave, questioningly as he looks back, but he carries on going. In the barn.
So I admire you. All of you. You are good men. Brave, generous, kind, decent men. And I love you. All of you. And I am proud to be amongst you.
Is this what this is? Just everyone saying they love each other?
Wait. And you're filthy. And you really stink and you have no souls.
We live in the forest.
I have to be honest. And if I am being honest, I have to say that I do not love all of you in the same way.
It's me, isn't it? You love everyone, but you don't love me. Brilliant.
There is one I do love more than the others. The way a bird would fly 2,000 miles through storms just to be with the one he loves. That is the love I feel. And I'm a fool, because it is only now, when we're about to die, that I have the courage to admit it, even to myself. I'm sorry. I should have said earlier.
Well, I knew it.
You, Will Scarlet, are strong and true, and you fight for what you believe in. And that's why I love you.
And I love you. I love the way you say what you mean. I love your silly voice.
Silly voice? That's it, I take it back, all of it. I hate you.
And I love the way you fight. Like a man. Ferocious. And the way you will always, always be a woman.
Kalimna, boring.
Kalila.
Whatever.
The Portsmouth Road Inn. Marion's tied up in the stables when Gisborne opens the door. He stands there looking at her for a moment. Then Alan steps out of the inn and sees him.
Can I trust you?
Yeah, of course.
Tell me.
Tell you what?
Robin Hood and Marion.
What about?
They're still... aren't they?
Even if they were, he's finished now, right?
That's not an answer, Alan. I need to know.
Dee-dong-doo-day. So it's kissing in the moonlight. Huh? Shall I go out, come back in again? What do you think?
Go to bed.
Yeah.
Night has fallen, and the mercenaries still surround the barn.
John?
No.
John, come on.
Who do you love?
You. All of you. Even him. I love you all right?
He gets up and walks across the barn floor, stopping by the door with his back to them, then turning around.
And Alice. Shouldn't have let her go. And my boy, little John. I should have made them stay.
John, you didn't have a choice.
Let me speak. Leaving Alice, running to the forest, was wrong. Wrong. That's why I'm a huge, ugly, stupid, useless coward.
John.
That's why I'm always saying it much. Today is a good day to die, because for me, it is. I deserve to die. I left the people that loved me, the two people that should have depended on me, my own child. What was I thinking?
John, I'll not let you talk like this.
I'm going now. I know it'll take till tomorrow.
John,
let's move this cart. I need to die! I want to die! Let me die! Let me die! Let me die! I want to die! No!
Is this normal? This kind of nothing? Because it's weird!
The sheriff's asleep in his bed at the inn, with Gisborne in the bed next to him. Their bare room is dark and silent, the moonlight casting blue shadows against the walls. At the far end, Alan sitting up in bed, wide-eyed and staring straight ahead. He looks worried, thoughtful, then turns his head towards the others. In the barn...
Robin, sorry.
Look, I'm not doing this.
Fine.
Good. Because I don't hate myself and I'm not in love with anyone else, so...
Fine.
Fine. Well, there's nothing to say then. What?
What?
Are you smiling?
I'm smiling because usually it's a struggle to shut you up.
You think I talk too much? Well, I know that's what you think. Much talk's too much. And eats too much, worries too much. It's easy for you to say, because if I don't do it, then who does? It's all right for you, because you can just breeze through life and be everyone's hero and not have to worry about the simple things like the fire, or the food, or the hole in your cape, or your birthday. Because good old, dependable old Much will take care of that. Well, I tell you something, you take me for granted. You're sniggering at me.
Much, I'm just saying.
You shouldn't!
And I'm angry! And just because I love you doesn't mean I can't hate you too. And I hate you because in the Holy Land there was two of us, and we were a team, and the things we went through and the horrors we saw, went through them together. And when we came home, we were like brothers, brothers in arms. And where is that now, eh? It's gone, that's where. You never talk, you just don't. And you made me a free man, and we're meant to be equals. We're not equals. The only thing that's changed around here is you still treat me like a servant, you don't treat me like your friend.
That's not true.
Robin looks over at Little John.
Is it true?
Then lowers his head while March nods to himself, his point proven.
Oh, Kalila.
Well, they're not coming tonight, that's for sure. We'll make a plan for the morning.
Back at the stables.
Alan. Thank you.
I've got to get the key.
Go. Quickly.
What about you, though? You've crossed the sheriff now.
I can't be fine. Go. Safe, Robin.
Go. Who's there? I heard voices.
Marion shakes her head, and the innkeeper shuts the door again. Outside, Alan leads a horse across the yard. Then he's riding through the forest.
We stayed tight up until this point, and then we divide. Is everybody clear? Show me.
I go here.
Will and I...
And then you switch positions and you cover from the back.
And after that? March, I don't think there's going to be an after that.
Yeah,
I know.
First light, nearly dawn.
This is it. This is really it. Forget what I said. I don't want you to die remembering me that way.
Hey, I'll remember you as my loyal friend. Right, let's get the weapons ready. As soon as there's light to see by, we go.
No. No!
John, we agreed this!
You have not spoken, Robin. It's your turn.
We have a few moments left on this earth. Let me have my thoughts to myself. I'll share them with you in the next life.
Robin, if there is a heaven, yours is different from mine.
What if there isn't a heaven?
It's almost light.
Robin.
You know my thoughts. They are for the poor. They are for you. And they're for Marion. The woman I love. The woman who recently I gave a ring to.
You're engaged.
The woman who makes me believe that by a twist of fate, we might just be able to see this through. And much, I have betrayed your friendship. But I think you know why. You see, I can't face the terrors we saw. I can't. Because I'm not as strong as you. I have to put them out of my mind because if I don't, then I wouldn't be able to lead. I mean, I wouldn't even be able to...
What?
It doesn't
be able to shoot.
Shoot.
Of course you can shoot.
No. No, John's right. in the Holy Land, the men we saw. In bits. Screaming. Every time I raise my bow, I see them. I hear them. And I know now whether it was right or wrong. What we did in the Holy Land, it makes no difference. So I have to try not to kill. I have to avoid killing. I mean, God gave me a gift with bow. I can kill with my eyes closed. I mean, I can kill a man from 1,000 yards. And I have to try everything in my power not to. And that's why I wasn't there for you in your hour of need, my friend. Because I have to let those memories go. I just have to be free.
Why didn't you say?
It doesn't matter now. A few moments will be free forever.
Much goes up to Robin and they embrace emotionally. Little John stands and watches with tears in his eyes.
Well, here's to freedom.
Here's to the poor. Here's to the good people we leave behind.
We are Robin Hood.
We are Robin Hood. Thank you, my friends.
Back at the inn, Gisborne stirs in his sleep, as if dreaming. Marion sits on the bed and gently rubs his back.
I should have let you look after me, Guy. I should have let you.
I'm your boy. I'm nothing without you. Right from the very beginning, I should let you look after me.
He wakes, and it's the sheriff.
Guy, don't be too disappointed.
What?
Your boy, Alan. He doesn't love you anymore. He's run away, he's lost his nerve.
I'll find him.
No. Let him go. We don't need him. It's better this way. Just us.
Alan gallops across the countryside on his horse. Meanwhile, Robin and his men push the cart away from the door of the barn.
What do you think, John? A good day?
Yes. Good day.
They all pull their weapons and stand ready, looking from one to the other. Jack goes up to Will and kisses him on the lips, and they look at each other tenderly. Jack has tears in her eyes. Outside, Alan arrives.
Morning. Alan O'Dale, Gisborne's man. Looking for Ellingham?
That's me.
Sheriff sent me down on an errand. He wants me to take the outlaws back to him at the castle, all right?
Oh, no. Sheriff says they're to stay in there till they rot, until they come out to be shot.
Yep, he's changed his mind.
Why?
Well, it turns out they might have some information he needs. I think it's probably, you know, Black Knight stuff. He'd be paid in full, obviously.
Alan heads to the barn. Inside, they're preparing to attack.
Godspeed till we meet again. See you in heaven, my friends.
Alan approaches the guards.
Excuse me, gents. Coming through. Thank you.
Ah, let's move out!
Move down, come on!
Be ready.
One. Two!
Alan!
What?
Alan O'Dale!
He reaches the door.
Open up! I'm here on behalf of the sheriff.
Let him in.
Come on!
John, calm down.
Oh, thank God.
What do you want?
Son.
What do you want, listen?
We haven't got time to talk now, all right?
I've spun him a yarn. We've got to get out of here before they're on.
We!
I'm with you. Trust me. I've been an idiot. I'm sorry, but right now we've got work to do. The Sheriff and Gisborne are going to the Holy Land.
The Holy Land?
They're on a boat from Portsmouth. They're going to kill the King.
Right, we need to get out of here. Now.
Near Portsmouth, the Sheriff's standing on some cliffs, looking out to sea. He goes back to the armoured carriage.
Sea air, Gisborne. Sea air. Oh. I will come along. Give Gizzy a little kiss. Eh? Onward, driver. Let's go and kill a king, shall we?
Back at the barn, where Alan opens the door.
It's all right, it's all right. They're coming quietly. Show's over.
He leads them out on a rope.
One thing, actually. I've got to get this rabble back to the castle somehow, so...
Sure. The sheriff wants to talk to the outlaws in the castle.
Yeah.
Well, that's strange, that. Because a little birdie told me that the sheriff left the castle yesterday.
He's joking. Did he?
Nice try. Get them! You got that chance, you're gonna die!
The few remaining mercenaries attack Robin and his men, but they're ready for them, and they pull their swords and fight.
We are gonna die, but not today!
They fight violently and viciously as a team, then Robin runs away down the side of the barn. Alan and Much pile in together. Jack fights one man, but Will takes him out from behind.
She's with me.
Good to have you back.
Good to be back.
Returning mercenaries appear over the hill.
I told you you were going to die!
And we say, not today!
Come on, man!
Robin has some horses, which they jump on and ride off through the crowd of soldiers. They ride into the forest and come to a stop.
For the camp?
There's no time. Listen, there's someone I haven't told you.
What?
The Sheriff and Gisborne have got Marion.
What?
She wanted to save the king. She couldn't find you, so she tried to kill the Sheriff and got caught.
Alan's right. We haven't got time. We go to the coast.
Now!
I'm coming, my love. I'm coming.